from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Our region is flirting with a total of 2,200 cases of COVID-19 during the pandemic. Four new cases added today by the Porcupine Health Unit bring it to 2,199. All of the new ones are in the area between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. There are none resolved, so the currently active total climbs to 10. Today's provincial report puts the number of new cases at 463. It's the smallest number across Ontario since last month. Seven new deaths are also recorded. In this new era of proving you're vaccinated against COVID-19, you don't have to when you go to the dentist. Dr. Luann Visconti is past president of the Ontario Dental Association. She says, however, that you will be screened, your temperature taken, and you have to wear a mask until you're in the chair. Now, you might wonder whether the dentist and their staff are vaccinated.
There is something called the Personal Health Information Protection Act. Basically, the dentist cannot divulge employee medical information.
Dental care is health care, so Visconti says you won't be refused dental care regardless of your vaccination status. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health says he's not worried by increasing COVID-19 numbers in our schools. Dr. Kieran Moore says most of the new cases are from contacts outside of class. Transmission within schools remains very limited. There were 293 new diagnoses reported in Ontario over the last three school days, up from 169 reported over the same period the week before. Moore adds the situation continues to be watched very closely. And finally this afternoon, don't be caught without a ticket for this month's 50-50 draw by the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation. Sales always close at midnight on the last Thursday of the month. Donor Relations Manager Barb McCormick points out that that's tomorrow, the 23rd. The foundation is hoping to top the $200,000 mark for this month's prize to be drawn on Friday.
We're on pace, but we do have to ensure that we give everybody those reminders that, yeah, the month is closing typically the last Friday of every month, and it just so happens that it falls onto this week.
This month, the foundation's 50% share goes towards the new bell system for the hospital. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.